100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. I'm not dead yet. I'll tell you about someone who is, maybe after all the stories today. Man, it's been a strange 2 years. Enough about that. The topic for the weekly challenge for this week, what's that on your face? With me, it's could be anything at this time. Relief, horror, annoyance, disgust, frustration. Who knows? Who knows? What's on you? How do you feel right now? Probably a little confused with me rambling like this. So I will get right to the stories and let you listen, and then you might suffer a little bit with my madness. Here we go.
Greetings, Jay Radimus here, back with my entry for Weekly Challenge 814 and the prompt of What's That on Your Face? My story is entitled, Never Underestimate a Good Editor. Few people have read Tolkien's early drafts of The Hobbit. The versions of some iconic moments found there are quite different from what ended up in the published manuscript. Take the riddle contest between Bilbo and Gollum in the Tunnels of Goblin Town, for instance. Instead of Bilbo asking Gollum, "What's in my pocket?" he points at Gollum and asks, "What's that on your face?" The scene ultimately still led to Bilbo winning the riddle battle, but had a lot more banal dialogue, along the lines of, "Above your nose, below your eye, and, no, the other side, your left." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The crow landed on the arm of the scarecrow. "Well, I never," thought the scarecrow. The crow groomed himself and just sat there. What on earth? They were supposed to be afraid of him. A bit of wind made the crow flap the wings briefly. "This is really too much." "Oh, what's that on your face?" asked the crow. "What? What?" The thing was talking. "That's so sweet. It's a ladybird." "A ladybird? Where, where?" The crow laughed. "You crossed your eyes." The scarecrow smiled. "Friends, I promise not to eat the crops here." Friends. And even the ladybird smiled. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic, What's That on Your Face? It's called Big Disgrace. "What's that on your face?" she asked, as I stumbled through the door. "Oh my God, is it blood? What happened to you?" It was a reasonable question. Bruised, bloodied and battered, my clothes in disarray and stumbling over my own feet, I must have looked a state. "I got mugged." She flung her arms around me, helped me into an armchair, and then poured me a large whiskey. My face hurt like hell, but my self-inflicted wounds were worth it. The whiskey would mask the booze on my breath. And she'd never notice the lipstick on my collar now. There we go. So until next time, goodbye.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge 814 with a prompt of What's That on Your Face? Here's my story. "Oh my God, Stan, what's that on your face?" It's No Shave November, Linda, to grow awareness about cancer. Nobody should see that. It's going to scare small children. And don't you have another date with Ellen tonight? Yeah, third date. And you know what that means. Oh, yeah. Well, good luck with that on your face. Later that night. Dinner was wonderful, Stan. Too bad it was raining. Or maybe not, huh? Let's slip out of these wet clothes. Ellen, you read my mind. Let's just... Oh my God, what's that? What? Oh, come on, silly. It's No Shave November.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
And what's that on your face, you evil little girl? It's a smirk, sir. Mr. Johnson's own face flushed so red, I thought he might explode. Which would have been a lot of fun, and delightfully messy. But unfortunately, he didn't. It's not a laughing matter, he hissed. I'll be speaking to your parents about this. Good luck with that, I thought. He'd need a medium, or a Ouija board, to speak to either. I couldn't see what the big deal was. I'd only squished Millie, the school hamster, with my foot. Maybe, I should have squished Mr. Johnson, instead.
Toe Rubbers Ino here, with a story on the subject, What's That on Your Face? Charlie woke up as usual one morning, but when he turned to his wife, she screamed in panic, What's that on your face? What? Said Charlie, touching his face. Nothing seemed wrong, but by that time she had fled from the house without even dressing. He looked in the bathroom mirror, but the glass fell off and shattered. He got dressed and wandered outside. Everyone who saw him screamed and fled. An approaching car suddenly accelerated towards him. The last thing he saw was the driver's face, grimacing in terror. So he never did discover what was on his face.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 814 with the prompt of What's That on Your Face? A few days left for NaNoWriMo. I've got like 5,000 words still to go. This is the tightest it's ever been for me, but who knows? We'll see if I can pull it off. Anyway, here's my story for this week's challenge. Bilbert considered Sabrina's words. She had said the weather witches wanted him in Eureka. She asked, What's that on your face? Chuck wiped his lips. What? Is there food on my mouth? Sabrina smiled now. No, not food. It's the funny expression on your face. Why are you so surprised? Bilbert shrugged. You just said you and your fellow witches brought me here, to Eureka. I don't know why you'd want to do that. Isn't it obvious? Sabrina asked. You have something we want. Bilbert shook his head. Everything I had burned in the fire. Sabrina smiled. Not everything. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
"What's that on your face?" said my doctor. He took out a tissue and tried to wipe it off. When your doctor doesn't know what something is, you know you're in trouble. He took biopsies and made slides, but nothing about it made sense. Referrals to experts and specialists amounted to nothing. It didn't get any bigger or smaller or deeper. It stayed the same color, which was, well, I can't describe it, but it was there. It resisted all measure of drugs. Eventually, my doctor prescribed me some makeup to cover it up. "That solves that," he said.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about what's that on your face. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to check on the text of the stories, links to people's sites to learn more about them, and also the topic of the next weekly challenge, which is a pick two. I'm not going to tell you all the things you pick two from, but then again, you can just write it on whatever you want. And take your time. If it takes you more than a week, or you're off on vacation and you come back and realize you didn't water the plants or have a cat sitter, but still, you can join back in at any time you want, or just take a break or be creative elsewhere, whatever your heart desires. So, if you're wondering why I sounded a little off last week, and Tom, yeah, am I okay? The answer last week was no. My evil scumbag father, it turns out that he was trying to manipulate Blackmail Corner and all sorts of horrible things in his final two, three, maybe, who knows. But he had lied about something very important. Lied about a lot of things and tried to manipulate and corner me, but thank God I'm in Texas, and the stars at night are big and bright, if you're not in the city where the lights wash it all out. But still, yeah, he died a few weeks ago. My brother let me know, and you know what? I didn't tear my clothes, and his memory will not be a blessing. I am grateful, that is over, and, I don't wish that upon anyone. It's when a person tries to emotionally blackmail you, and play upon your guilt and generous nature and all that stuff and lies all the way and, yeah. I won't say that I'm a good person in spite of it. I have my dark moments. Sometimes they're a little longer than usual. Do be good to each other. And if you ever close a door and a window opens, use the window. Unless you're like on the 50th floor, then, wait for the fire department. But it's been. And there's a little bit of a complication to it, but that's being resolved. And, I'm not going to hold back with the stories anymore during the week. I've thrown some out there, that have given you glimpses of some of the shit that I've been through in the past 50 plus years. No, I didn't grow up in a favela eating garbage. I wasn't born sucking and puffing a straw to move around. And I'm grateful for that. But Yeah, that shouldn't be a thing to hide behind with years of emotional abuse and other things. And you don't write stuff that I write living in a fairy tale world. But life isn't a fairy tale world. And we make of it what we do. And you have to take responsibility for what you do, and in spite of what's been done to you. And I was looking for an opportunity to reconnect, forgive, put a good chapter at the end of a really fucked up story, and I was used and exploited and manipulated and cornered, and yeah. So I've been doing a lot of blocking, a lot of voice jail, and a lot of that's nice, fuck yous, and writing down a lot, and you know, humor is a good coping mechanism, but eventually you have to deal with the issue. And I have. So thank you to everyone who noticed the change in tone for a little bit there. But life goes on. And as the domain name says, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, I'm not dead yet. That asshole is. But I'm fine. Plus, I talked to my brother. First time in how many years? Man, that was weird. So thank you all for being a part of this. And hopefully all the shit that you're going through, as Winston Churchill used to say, if you're going through hell, keep going. And as always, keep it brief.